No one who's read a paper or watched television or listened to the radio this week can miss that tomorrow is the 40th anniversary of the assassination of President John Kennedy. Practically every large media outlet is marking the anniversary in some way. There's little mystery about why the dramatic murder of a charismatic president still captivates us 4 decades later. But why is it that news organizations make such a big deal about anniversaries in general? And are we right to do that? Joining us is Slate's founding editor, Michael Kinsley. Mike, you've been an editor of Slate and many other journals for many years. You've marked a lot of milestones. What do you think of anniversary journalism?
Well, it's very tempting to editors for a lot of reasons, some of them obvious. As you know, Alex, the irritating thing about the news is you can't predict it.
Right.
You don't know what's going to happen. That's the definition of news. But anniversaries you know are coming, so there's something you can plan for, which is comforting when you have to put out a radio show every day, for example, or a magazine once a week. It's also a way of doing follow-up, which is something journalism is often not good at. You know, big story comes along and a lot of issues are raised and then the story goes away and the issues are never resolved. Factual issues, policy issues, and anniversaries are an opportunity to look at those stories again, which is a very good thing. And then the third thing is they're popular with editors because they're popular with audiences. And why are they popular with audiences? It has something to do, I think, with living the thrill of living in history and knowing that your life passed through some great events.
So the news organizations, we all feel compelled to contribute something to the coverage of these big anniversaries.
Well, it's hard. You've sat around in editorial meetings, and I have, thinking the 30th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination, the 35th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination.
Right. What do we do this time?
Yeah. What do we do this time? It's a little like Groundhog Day. So we like it, and then we think, oh, gosh, what are we going to do for it? And you try to come up with a fresh angle, such as, well, it's the 40th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. Let's do a piece about anniversaries.
Oh, gosh. Glancing under my skirt again, are you? Is there something about the Kennedy assassination that's unique? I mean, it's more compelling than other anniversaries, isn't it?
Well, it was obviously a terrible tragedy, but it does have all the makings, all the elements of a good anniversary. It was an important event at the time, A. B, it is important even in retrospect. It was the end of an era and the beginning of a new era, as some anniversaries seem to be at the time and aren't, such as, I would say, the man walking on the moon, seemed like the beginning of something. It was actually sort of the beginning of something petering out. And the other element is, this is very crude, video. If there's film, tape, or audio, possibly, to look at or hear, that makes it something that the media are obviously going to be more tempted by.
Which increasingly there is of almost everything. But is there a way to define what makes an anniversary something that we are absolutely going to keep thinking about? And, you know, I guess September 11th comes to mind.
Sure. September 11th, I think, will make it. It was a really, really big deal. You can't deny that. I don't think anyone would deny that. And the sheer size of it as an event, I think, guarantees it a sad but important place in journalism.
Thank you, Mike. The opinions of Slate founding editor Michael Kinsley joining us from Seattle. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Alex.